Your one-stop shop for the world's best new music. 2009 on Triple J.
Richard Kingswell with you. Okay, it's time to catch up with one of the members of Røyksopp. And Røyksopp are two guys from Bergen in Norway. Now, Bergen is a good day's drive from Oslo, the capital. It's a town of only 300,000 people. Røyksopp, given their worldwide acclaim, have chosen to remain in Bergen because they find the place really inspiring. It's quite a rural town. And as I said, only 300,000 people there, so it's not a huge city of Europe. And it's out in the countryside, lots of mountains around. And the band says that to separate themselves from the hectic life of the rest of Europe is a good thing for them and inspires their music. Must inspire them very, very slowly because they've only put out three albums in about the last 8 years. Their brand new album is called Junior. It's due out this coming Friday, and it's highly anticipated by fans because the understanding their last album came out in 2005, which is a fair degree ago. This album features a lot of female vocalists. There's guest appearances from Licky Lee, Karen from The Knife, Robin, and also their usual vocalist, Annalie Drecker, also appears on a few tracks from this new album by Røyksopp. I recently got to speak to Torbjørn. Torbjørn's one of the two guys in Røyksopp, the other one being Sven. And I spoke to him about, well, first of all, a number of things, but first of all, the first thing I broached was the opening of the album. The first track on the album is called Happy Up Here, which is, of course, the single we've been playing on Triple J the last month or so. And right at the very start of the track, there's some laughter. And I asked Torbjørn what inspired that laughter. What was the joke that inspired them to laugh like that?
I honestly don't remember. I really don't. I wish I could say the truth, but alas, I think it's from a journalist that was too lazy to come up to Bergen. And they wanted an interview with us. So me and Sven was just sitting in the studio doing a little interview on our own, conducting the whole interview, answering pre-written answers. And it got a bit out of hand, and there was a moment of pure joy. And luckily the recorder was on, so we just smacked it on there.
Right, okay. Was it a good interview?
Yeah, I guess so. I shouldn't say that because if it becomes too widely known that we can do that, no one would ever bother to travel all the way up to Norway. They can just send the questions and we'll do them.
Listen, I said to you just before we started recording this interview, I said to you what a terrific record this is, and I mean it. It's such a fantastic record to listen to. I wanted to ask you, first of all, about all the guest vocalists that you've featured on this record. Have you ever approached anyone in, you know, your time of making music? Have you ever approached someone with a desire to work with them and they've just refused? They've said no to you?
It's funny you should ask that because it's actually never happened. We've been blessed that way. It doesn't feel like we choose. Because, you know, when we travel around and talk to people, they often lead their questions with the intro of, well, you've chosen to work with Annalie Drecker and Robin and Licky Lee and Karen Dreyer. But to us, it doesn't feel like we've chosen as much as we've invited people and they've said yes. And luckily, everyone that we have asked have said yes to us. Because what it is, it's an invitation to a cooperation. More than, say, a voice for hire. Meaning that when we ask these people to join us and invite them to our little universe, we want them to bring everything they got. Because everyone that participates on this album is, they are genuine artists with interesting careers, they've made interesting choices, and they have a lot of going for them.
Before you started, you know, shaping this record, when you were talking about what sort of record you wanted to make, did you think that it was going to be so full of female voices?
I guess that became like a natural progression for us, but it's not something that we sat down and immediately figured out. I guess the initial idea is the concept of Junior, and some people already know that we've simultaneously as we've been working on Junior, I've been working on something else as well, which will be hopefully released later this year.
And is that true? And is that true that it's going to be called Senior, or was that a joke?
I like the fact that people think we're joking. It probably says a lot about us and how we don't have respect for the media. But no, it's actually true. We have been working on junior and senior simultaneously, and it is part of a concept. But in this case, it's stretched over two albums. In reality, it shows the duality that we have in us. Ever since we were kids, somehow we felt old, like old people trapped in young men's bodies. And at the same time, we felt like we're suffering from the Peter Pan complex, that we don't want to grow up. But there's been a duality in us. At this time, we've expressed it. Junior, current album, is hopefully an optimistic and energetic album, and has a youthful energy to it, and a poppy side. And later on, when Senior comes out, it will show the other side of us with a more inwards-directed energy.
Something a bit darker.
Yeah, maybe. And there will not be songs on it in the traditional sense. More about creating an atmosphere.
As you said before, there is so much joy in this record. There's just so much sunshine that comes out of these songs. I want to talk about a couple of them with you right now. We might as well start, you know, towards the beginning of the record, and the one that features Robin on the lead vocals, The Girl and the Robot. I listened to this track, and I didn't know who was singing what when I had the record. I didn't actually know who the guest vocalists were initially, and I heard it, and I just went, it's not Madonna, but gee, it's close to someone who sounds like Madonna. Do you?
Well, yeah, hopefully it sounds even better.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, Madonna's done okay. She's made some pretty good records at times. But do you hear it that way at all?
Well, it's a song that hopefully can work on multiple levels. The first, your impression is that it's a pure pop song, and hopefully we've made something that's instant and has a direct energy. But at the same time, there's a bit of a story to it that you can dig into and analyze if you so are so inclined. And hopefully it can work as a, not necessarily a club track, but a track that can make you move in some way. You comparing it to classic Madonna, it sounds like, and that's definitely a compliment.
Yeah, no, it was meant to be nothing but a compliment, that's for sure. I also, when I listened to that track and also the following track, Vision One, which features Annalie Drecker on lead vocals, I hear a fair bit of Giorgio Moroder and the work that he did with Donna Summer back in the 70s as a bit of an influence. Would that be right?
Giorgio Moroder is a name that's been mentioned by quite a few people who've given us feedback on not only Vision One, but the album as a whole. I guess that's not something that's done deliberately, but he's been there, and I think his strength has been that he's explored sound sources, not only good at, because he was also good at, but not only grooves, melodies, and the traditional elements of music, but he was a pioneer in finding interesting sounds. And we believe that's as much a part of songwriting as what people normally will combine with songwriting, i.e. words and melody. To us, it reminds us of up in Tromsø, where we grew up, and it was ice-cold winter, and you're walking in dry, dry snow. It makes a certain creaky sound when you walk on that snow, and that sound is something that we've recreated for the bass line of all things.
Interesting. I was going to ask you about the sounds, because there's that. I don't know. It's not a classical disco sound, but do you know what I actually equated it to? I equated it to, if you could amplify the sound of your thumb running down the spine of a comb.
Yeah,
there's that sort of synthesizer sound, but it sounds like it's cracking up, and it's got a really deep sound to it. How do you create that sound? It's a fantastic sound when it's used right.
Actually, we've been asked that quite a lot, but we're not quite ready to give away the secret yet, because it is a secret, and it's a technique, production little trick that we've developed ourselves. So we'll make one more song with that in it, and then we'll give it away.
And then you'll reveal, reveal your secrets. Fair enough. Okay. All right. Good to talk to you. Well done on this record, and hopefully we'll see you in Australia sometime later this year, Torbjørn.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye.
The best new releases of the week, 2009, on Triple J.